You know, when I was chosen by Brother Mike to do a sermon, and I picked the topic of courage, I spent a good couple of weeks just trying to figure out what I wanted to do when it came to courage. First, I really wanted to break down just what courage means, talking about how trust and love are key components to having courage. Then I realized all these ideas that I was having had one thing in common, and that is connection. See, brethren, it's simple. You can't have courage in defending something that you have no connection with, that you have no relationship with. But how do we build that connection that we need to have in order to have courage in the faith? Well, the answer, it's right in front of us. See, this book teaches us everything we need to know about God. See, John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." 2 Timothy 3:16, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." You see, to know the Word is to know our Lord. And what can we know about Him? Well, I did mention that trust and love are key components to having courage. You can't have courage in defending something if you don't trust it or have love and compassion for it. And, well, the Bible teaches us what trust and love can truly mean. It teaches us that we can trust in God. Matthew 6:25-34, talking about how we shouldn't worry where our clothes and where our food are going to come from, how we shouldn't be distracted by the daily woes of life, that God is going to take care of us just as He does for the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Just like a shepherd takes care of his sheep, God will take care of us. Specifically, verse number 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." See, even in our scary times in life, we can trust that God's going to be by our side. We also know from our study that God loves us. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates His own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." See, the gospel teaches us that God's love is immeasurable. It's without depth. And lastly, we learn how God loves and trusts us, but we also can learn how we can hold up our end of the connection. John 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." In the book of Matthew, chapters 23:36-37, alongside "thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself," Jesus mentions that one of the greatest commandments is you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And lastly, Romans 1:28-31 lists some things that are not fitting or unbecoming of those who wish to be righteous, who wish to have a connection with God. Those include sexual immorality, covetousness, backbiting, and boastfulness. Now, you may be wondering, you listed out quite a few things there. What does that have to do with courage? Well, you're building your connection with God by learning that you can trust Him and that He loves you and how to fulfill your part of that connection. You see, our relationship with God is the foundation that all of our biblical courage will rest on. And while we are building that relationship, building that foundation, we are being handed the building blocks to help us construct our courage in the faith. Simply put, the stronger your foundation, the stronger the courage you will have. Reminds me of the parable of the wise and foolish builders in Matthew 7:24-26. You see, when you have courage, when you are sure of your foundation, when you know that connection with God rests on that eternal rock, you will have the courage to face the storms and floods life will throw your way. And although our walk is never meant to be easy, the weight becomes much more bearable when you are in that beautiful relationship with God, with a God that loves you with all of His heart and one you can trust and love with all of yours. And although we must learn to stand on our own 2 feet, even God knows that sometimes 4 feet are better than 1. And no, I'm not talking about dogs in this situation. You see, our courage can also be maintained by connecting with each other as brothers and sisters in Christ and as a congregation. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, begins by saying two are better than one. Talks about when one falls down, the other can pick them up. Where one is overpowered, two can withstand. And that passage ends by saying a threefold cord is not broken quickly. 1 Thessalonians 5:10, therefore comfort each other and edify one another. When we are struggling in building that foundation, and when we need encouragement, we should be able to turn to each other to get that reinforcement. Lastly, Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, iron sharpens iron. We learn from each other, and we can learn how to have courage from each other. We can learn different perspectives and different things that maybe we didn't catch when we were studying. And we can take what we learn from others, equip it in our arsenal, and use it to defend the gospel. So, like I said before, the weight becomes so much more bearable when you have God on your side. Imagine how much more bearable it becomes when you have your entire church family on your side. I know that was a bit quick, but I want to make sure it was. I want to close out by saying, brethren, if you are struggling with your courage and connection with God, if you are struggling in building that foundation with our Lord and Savior, we ask that you come forward tonight. If you are yet to become a child of God, we encourage you to become one so that you can begin a new relationship with God and his church. Now we can start to build that connection with you as well. If you need to respond to the invitation, do so now as we stand together and sing.